The Changing Face of Glastonbury, page 205.
Hello and welcome to your favourite radio station, BBC Six Music. Today, we're going to focus our attention on Glastonbury Festival, which takes place every year at the end of June in the southwest of England. We have with us Janet Barton, one of the festival organisers. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
I can't help but be surprised at the price of the tickets for Glastonbury this year. I heard that some people paid £210 to go and see their favourite singers. The prices have skyrocketed over the years, haven't they?
Well, I can't deny it. No one expected such prices when the festival first started in 1970. At that time, it was an event created by hippies in a small village, where you could come and listen to a few artists for £1 and have a free bottle of milk with your entry ticket. Imagine the difference. But of course, there weren't the world-famous artists that we can go and see nowadays.
That's indeed quite a difference. So, contrary to the price, is there anything that hasn't changed at Glastonbury?
I would say that what has always made Glastonbury is the feeling of togetherness that is created by all these people who come for the same reason, the great music. And of course, there's one other thing that hasn't changed. The mud. You'd better take your wellies and be ready to experience the rain and the muddy ground. But this is part of the fun. The atmosphere is very relaxed, and it remains a real cultural experience to come to Glasto.
Thanks so much for your time, Janet.